Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 21 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 17 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 15 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 12 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good afternoon. 17 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
KUC8YVF mobile. KUC8YVF mobile. WKC8YVF Mobile.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees.
WADW, this is KCNYVF.
Yeah, just got down here and got the antenna hooked up, Ron.
All right, sounds good, Dave. KCYVF, clear.
Oh, attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey 8 Delta Whiskey. That's W8DW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are on mobile, on short time, or in and out. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ. Dave in Bay City, I'll be in and out. 7-3, guys.
Okay, thank you for the check-in there, Dave. 7-3, have a good one. Any other mobile, short-time, or in and out? None heard, so we'll go to Echo Link. Do we have anyone on Echo Link tonight that would like to check in? Please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so we'll go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, please call now.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Franklin Township, no traffic.
KACI, Jeff and Oakley, no traffic.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, November, Greg from Beaverton, Michigan.
This is KDHPAZ, Mini Bert, no traffic.
Okay, let me run down the list, make sure I got everybody on the list there. And KE8PCQ is in and out, KC8YBF, N8EUI, KD8MMH, NAKPR, the next one didn't get the prefix, but the KCI from Oakley got you in there, And I got KE8FZN from Beaverton, and I got Mini KE8PAZ. Are there any others? Okay, we're running with this list here. Winter's finally come, I guess, finally. I guess I wasn't looking forward to that, but it came with a vengeance here. We had about six and a half inches of snow here at my location. Got all cleaned up on that, and been doing a lot of work stuff around the house. This weekend was the Secure Worldwide CWDX contest. Got to work a little bit of it. I'm not sure how many. Probably I was on and off, basically on Sunday. I didn't get on it all on Saturday, but did it on Sunday. And I got a couple new countries. I worked Chatham Island, and I worked Norfolk Island, and both of those are down by Australia, New Zealand area. Not too bad for 100 watts into a wire. That's basically what I've got. All I've got is a dipole, so I had fun with that. Ended up with about 25 countries altogether, and only about 40 contacts. So not a lot of work on there, but I had a lot of fun. It was the first time I'd done that DX contest in a while. And there was this one here, like I said, I had other stuff going on around the house. Didn't have much time to do it. So anyway, let's go to Ron, KCAYBF. You're up and stand by Tom. Go ahead, Ron.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everybody had a good week last week and a good Thanksgiving. For me, it was a long week. I had 4 days off, which is nice. So not quite sure what to do with that. I woke up a couple of days wondering what day it was, if I had to go to work or what. So get a little confused with that many days off in a row. But we had a good Thanksgiving. We had 8 people over for dinner. Everything went as planned. Uneventful, just the way I like it. Friday, we spent most of the day out in Chesaning. The family went out to the Chesaning Craft Show, and then we went out to dinner at the Mexican restaurant downtown, as we have for the last several years. And then we did the holiday walk down through downtown Chesaning. This year, they did a little different. They blocked off about 4 blocks of downtown and had a variety of different things going on for the kids and things like that. So it was a lot of fun. We spent the evening walking down, looking at all the decorations. Kids were playing at various outdoor jumpy toys and different things that they had available. It was a real good time. Saturday, spent most of the day in the basement working on projects. A variety of little things that I needed to get done, so I picked off as many as I could on Saturday, and then waited for things to turn bad Saturday night into Sunday. I did get things prepped outside. Let me break. I cleaned up my last bag of leaves that were out front. So about a half a bag is all I had that went out this morning. So that was good. Everything else, any leaf left, is under that coating of snow, so we won't see those till spring. And but got everything prepped and that for the snow. Sunday slept in because it wasn't going to do any good. I waited for basically the snow to stop, and then I went out and spent 2 hours cleaning everything up. So we turned out fairly well. So not bad on that. I don't mind if the snow's on the ground. Just stay off my cars, off my driveway, and off the road so everybody gets to where they need to be safely. And that's my idea of a good winter, I guess. So that's what I got for you this round, Dave. Thanks for doing it. KC8YVF, back to you.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, I did get most of the snow cleared off. I had a little more this morning, snowplow came along and caught the shoulders and widened them out, and so I had snow on the driveway this morning, and I went out and got that cleaned off just about noon, 1 o'clock as it got soft, so it wasn't too bad. I just sort of pushed it off. And I got 6 30-gallon barrels sitting out front of on my house right now of leaves. I've been doing at least that much every time. So this is it. I noticed a lot of leaves out of snow right now, so they're going to be there for for a while. Still, that one tree's still dropping with some leaves, so almost done. Anyway, let's go to Tom, NADUI, you're up, and I'll take a break after that.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is NADUI. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Yes, winter has hit. And we got about 5.5 inches of snow also. I lost my voice last week. That's why I didn't tend the net. Came down with a chest cold. I'm just trying to kick it now. It's been a week now. But I was coughing and it was just a chest cold. It was awful. So I finally got my voice back, and everything is getting better now. So I'm taking cough medicine. I got cough drops going on. So I'm doing okay. Thanksgiving was good at our house. I'm just the five of us: my wife and her sister, her husband, and then their son came home to visit from Delaware. Let me break real quick. And we had the mandatory turkey and all the fixings, and it was Thursday, of course. And then Friday, we got all the leaves we could get up, what was left before the storm hit. So we got all the leaves sucked up, mulched in the lawn tractor, bagged them up. There's still about 2 bags of leaves. And we put our outdoor Christmas lights up and made sure everything worked. And all the lights still worked after a year. Nothing was burned out. Didn't have to be replaced. So we got them all set up. We went a little more minimal this year. I didn't put any lights on the gutters because my wife doesn't want me on the ladder up on close to the roof line. So we just put some of those floodlights, green and red floodlights. You put them in the ground. Beam up at our trees in the front yard, so that it puts a green and red color on our trees, and it's pretty now with the snow. And then went out yesterday, shoveled off the driveway and the snow and the walk with the snow blower. It was a heavy snow, kind of wet, but I got it all cleaned off. And it's all dry today because I knew it was going to freeze, so I didn't want to. I wanted to make sure that all that snow, especially by the street. It'll freeze. It was slushy, so it was going to freeze. And when I wanted to make sure it was all clear out, so I cleaned it out at the entrance of the driveway yesterday. So everything was okay. And right now we're looking to get Christmas gifts, taking advantage of Cyber Monday for the next couple hours. So we're going to do that tonight before midnight. So anyway, I'm going to toss it back and hear what everybody else has to say. And we'll catch you all in the 73 round. Thanks for doing that tonight, Dave. This is NAEUI. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Tom. And I did not get my lights up at all this year outside so far anyway. We were going to do that. I got a couple bushes we do net lights on and stuff. And I actually just started putting our regular Christmas tree up. I got the first layer up, and it's pre-lit. And I noticed there's 3 layers of branches on that one, the top one. The lights aren't working, so Mary and I are going to take in and tackle that tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with that. Our last pre-lit, what I ended up doing is taking all the lights off of it, which was a lot of fun, and we used it a year or two. I put regular lights on, and so this one here, I want to try and make sure if I can get it, or see if I can get it back to operating, so it sounds like fun. WDW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the list before I continue on?
KFA-DRC.
Okay, was that KFA-DIT?
KFA-DRC, GAC, Rochester.
Okay, we got you on the list. We'll get down here in just a little bit. Okay, let's go back to the list then, and Mike, KD8MMH, you're up, and stand by KPR. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, WADW, this is KDH, MMH. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everyone survived our first little taste of winter that we had here. Had about, well, they say 7 inches of snow here. So it was kind of wet and heavy, but anyway, got rid of it all. So one quick announcement coming up this Friday, December 5th, will be our December monthly club meeting, along with our annual Christmas potluck. The dinner potluck will start at 6 o'clock, with the club meeting to follow at 7 o'clock, where we will also have nominations and elections for the coming year. It's potluck, bring a dish to pass. We'll be at Harry Brown Airport in person. And the club meeting will also be online on free conference call. I'll be sending out an email here probably either tomorrow or Wednesday to remind everyone of the club meeting and the potluck. So hope to see everyone out at the airport Friday evening. I think that's all I've got. Dave, I think this will be my only go-around, too, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. I hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see you all Friday night for our potluck and club meeting. KDH, MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. And, 7-3-2, I have a good one, and we'll catch you down the log. Bob, NAKPR, you're up in standby KCI. Go ahead there, Bob.
Good evening, Dave, everybody else on the net. Another day in paradise, guys. Yeah. I got 5 inches of snow, I guess. Well, I didn't check until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I'm sure some of it melted. But that's okay. Ended up at 5. I got measured it again this morning at 4. So it's slowly melting back into the ground. And we probably could use it. It's kind of a dry fall. Still working on the house here with, I installed some new backsplash. I gotta wait like 3 days for the grout to cure. That's what it says anyways. You know, then the wife's gonna put some protectant on it, some kind of sealant, grout sealer. And, and we got two new bed mattresses coming. We just shifted one of the old ones to one of the bedrooms, and two of the other, we got three bedrooms, so one's getting our old mattress, one's getting two of them are getting new mattresses. Plus, she bought a bunch of end tables and all kinds of stuff. Anyways, long story short, I got a ton of cardboard I get rid of on recycling day here, which is Wednesday. I usually put it out Tuesday because sometimes you're here at 7 a.m. in the morning and I'm not getting up at 6:30 to take out junk. I get up around 7, but I'm not getting up at 6:30 just to do that. So I just put out the night before. Other than that, not a whole lot else going on. Just life's keeping me busy. I have a 2020 Equinox, and it's 68,000 miles in a blew a head gasket. That car was never used. Anyways, it's thousands of dollars to get it fixed. Kind of upset about that. May have to start looking at Toyotas or something. But back in that control, and KPR.
Okay, real good. Yeah, seems like we keep on getting these projects there, Bob, so I know I got a few of my own here. Okay, let's go to Oakley. Jeff, you're up, and stand by KE8FZN. Go ahead there, Jeff in Oakley.
All right, Dave, KKCI here. We appreciate you taking on the net, and I'm sure you were a little busy today. I think we've all been busy trying to get the snow out of the yard. We did that. We cut some wood before all this, so we got the old woodshed full of wood, and the outside wood boiler is just smoking away, trying to get us some heat, so it's working out pretty good. So that's pretty much what I've been doing, other than working on a little raspberry pie here, trying to get the ham clock going. Ordered some batteries for everything, and
still a little solar project for Bob over in the Wausau. In that audience, I've been printing some mounts and stuff for that. But other than that, just kind of enjoying the time inside when it's so cold outside. But other than that, we'll check with you guys. We'll see you guys bright and early Friday afternoon, pot in hand, and then we'll go from there. So we'll see everybody then. This is KTCI back to Net Control.
Okay, real good there, Jeff, and yeah, good here and here on there. We'll be back to you with a 73 round, though. Don't forget us on them. Okay, let's go. KE8FZN, you're up in a standby mini.
Well, awesome. All right, thank you. Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Zulu November. Greg from Beaverton, Michigan. So, had a good time, and hopefully everyone can hear me okay. If I'm coming in a little bit light, I do turn the mic down just a little bit so I'm not blowing everybody's socks off. So, other than that, we did have a little bit of snow up here, and enjoying this wonderful weather that we're having. So, we just got a few more weeks left of winter, and then it's going to be spring. So, everybody look forward to that. But first, we got to get through Christmas. So, other than that, I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KE8AZS.
Okay, real good there, Greg. Yeah, I was just counting. We got about 120 days till golf season starts again. So my golf clubs, though, went from the truck to the garage. They haven't made it to the basement yet, but they will probably this week. So we will move them down here. But like I say, about 120 days till golf season starts. So that, hopefully it'll go fast. Hopefully won't have a real cold weather winter, but we will see. Mini KAPAC. First off, I'll take a break here. I looked at the clock. This WADW is for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the list before I continue on?
This is KF8EDQ. Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, we got you on the list there, Mike, and we'll be down to you shortly. Mini KDAPZ, you're up, and standby KF8 DIT, I think it is. Anyway, we'll get to when we get to you there. Go ahead there, Mini.
Good evening, WADW. This is KDAPAZ. I'll say good evening to all the guys on here tonight. It's good to hear everyone in here. Not doing too much. I did go out and shoveled off my front porch and the sidewalk and then shoveled out to the bird feeders, and that's all the shoveling I done today, and I can tell it tonight. But the neighbor guy, he come down and plowed out my driveway for me, so... And I had to pay him, but that's okay. I'd rather pay him and have it so I don't have to shovel it. No Christmas lights up yet. I've got my fiber optic trees up, but that's about all I've done. This is KD8PAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Manny. Yeah, good to have somebody else clean it for you. I got the snowblower out, did my driveway yesterday. I got a small one, so it wasn't too bad until I got out by the road and the plow truck had been through a few times, so I had quite a bit of snow pile at the front end of the driveway, and that little snowblower that I've got just did not want to work very well on it. And I've got a 12-horse John Deere with a 48-inch blower on it, but I didn't put the chains on it yet, so I didn't even attempt to get that out. It's an old dog. It's about I bought it brand new in 1974, and it's still running. Good old 12-horse Kohler engine. Okay, let's go to Rochester KF8DIT. I think it is. Go ahead and. KF8EDQ is after that. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Yes, I had a good time at Thanksgiving. We were about 6-7 people. We ate Amish turkey with the salad and dessert. And after that, last night it snowed here about 4 inches. When I got up this morning, two days ago it snowed in here. And yesterday I got up, it was so heavy to shovel. I had to use a snowblower to get it out of the driveway and the sidewalk. And that's all I have for you. Everybody have a good evening. KFA, DRC, KFA, Detroit Rock City.
Okay, real good. And what's the name there?
The name is Jack, J-A-C-K, Jack.
Okay, real good there, Jack. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Okay, we'll go to Mike, KF8EDQ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list. And go ahead, Mike.
W8DW in the group, waving the antenna at Jack there. Nice to hear from you, Jack. This is KF8EDQ. I'm celebrating my birthday today. I was born 39 years ago, so we're celebrating, and I woke up early, I relaxed, and I went into the animal shelter a little bit later than usual, maybe. I took the day off of work, if that wasn't obvious. I went and walked dogs at the shelter for maybe an hour and a half or so. And I went and picked up my new glasses and took one of my dogs to her yearly appointment. She got a clean bill of health. And then I went out to dinner with my dad and my stepmom over at Texas Roadhouse, got a monster ribeye. And it was delicious, everything I hoped it would be. So things are going pretty good. Is this the first round or the 73 round? I was on the phone most of the day, talking with people, texting back and forth. Reluctantly, I got on Facebook and people were wishing me happy birthday, so I responded to everyone individually. And I know it's been one of those kind of days, but I wasn't working, so it was a good day. It was snow's not too bad, and it's not too cold out, so it's been a good day. This is KFAEDQ. I'll pass it back to Nat.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, this is the first time around, so we still got a 73 round coming up, and happy birthday to you. Mine was 2 weeks ago, last Saturday, so, and I'm a couple years older than you are. I worked on a couple projects myself here today. I'm trying to make a USB drive with the Linux program on it. I've got one stick that I can change operating systems at will. And so I have like three different Linux programs on that, so I'm sort of playing around with that today. So got a few things to do with that. That's my story anyway. Okay, let's make one fast call here. We'll see if anybody else is up, and we'll go back up for 73 round. This is WETW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association of Monday Night Net. Do we have anyone else for the net? Call now.
This is N8NTN, Doug, up in Beaver Township, just checking in and checking out. Thank you.
Okay, real good. N8NTN, thanks for checking in and out, and good. Thanks for giving me another number there. 73 here. Have a good week. Any others? Okay, let's go up to for 73 round. Ron, KCYVF, you're up. Stand by, Tom.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net.
One other announcement that Mike didn't make, this coming Saturday is the Aries-Savara combined breakfast. It is our award breakfast for the Aries group and Savara. I will be giving out various certificates for participation in a variety of different things. One of them is this net for people who participate in this net, for our high contributors to participating in this net, as well as public service award, personal achievement award, Skywarn Net Award, and a variety of other things that I give out certificates for. Our top award is the Georgie Deaton Award for the person that has excelled in multiple categories and will win the coveted trophy this year again. So Mike KD8MMH has been our winner of that for the last 2 years. So will he take that trophy home again, or will we have a new winner this year? We'll wait and see. But everybody is welcome to attend. I have a room out at the Riverside Family Restaurant in Freeland, just north of Freeland Road on the west side of the road, for 15 people. So we've got the back room back there to do our thing in, so there should be a little bit more room if we needed, but we should be good there. So come on out and join us for breakfast. Maybe you'll be award winner. There are several of them on this net that may get something here. So come on out and join us Saturday, 8:30 at the Riverside Family Restaurant in Freeland. Let me break. Couple other things. Yesterday, my daughter, she has several cats as well as we do, but one of their cats passed away yesterday early in the morning. It had a cancerous tumor on his stomach that was inoperable. And he lived a good life. He was 15 years old. But he also, one of his sisters, who was also from essentially the same litter, also developed a cancerous tumor 2 years ago and passed away. So there are three other in that same litter that they got. So she's a little concerned at this point. They're all about the same age, about 15. And two of them have passed away from cancer, so that's not a good sign. One of them also in that group, now we got information Friday. They took him to a vet in Chesney that was willing to do an x-ray on the cat and found out that she had broke her back in three different places. So basically her spine. The cat was perfectly fine, and they went out to groceries, and they came back about 2 hours later, and the cat couldn't walk. So for the last couple of days, I've been trying to print various sizes of wheelchairs for the cat in order to help her get along while she is healing. So she is able to move the back legs, but not able to raise herself and support us. So as long as my daughter kind of holds her up at the hip, she can walk on her own. So right now, I have not found the proper size one for her, and I'm going to have to see if I can modify one of the 3D prints that are online to work. They are all, most of these have been made for kittens, not for a senior cat. So that's been my task for the last few days, is trying to find one, and I've been printing several to see if they are the proper size or not. But other than that, things have been going okay. I have still got my cold. I had a doctor's appointment today, which was scheduled 3 months ago. I finally got some cold pills, a 5-day treatment, plus cough syrup to help me try and get rid of this cough that's persistent. So hopefully with this, I will be able to kick it and get over this, but it's been almost 5 weeks with this cold, and it's really starting to irritate me. So the cough is the big thing that gets me. It just will not go away. So, all right, everyone, have a good week. Hopefully see a lot of you on Friday night for the Savara potluck dinner and elections meeting, and on Saturday for the awards breakfast. So 73, everyone, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. This is KZ8YVF, back to Ness.
Okay, real good there, Ron. 73 is to you. So we'll go down the list to Tom. NAEUI, you're up, and stand by Bob. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Sitting UI. I concur with Ron 100%. I like I said, I had this persistent cough too for a week now. Not as long as you've had it, Ron, I'm sure, but still it just gets so annoying. This constant coughing is it's really a pain. So, but I have a doctor's appointment this coming Friday. I'll talk to her about it. If it still persists by Friday, hopefully I'll probably I'll kick it by then. I'm getting better. Like I said, last week at this time I had no voice, so I had to give it another thing. My wife enjoyed that. She didn't have to hear me complain for about a week. I'm just kidding. No, she's pretty good. Not being able to talk, you know, that's a real difficulty. Sometimes you want to express yourself, you can't without having a cough. So anyway, but I hope I'll kick it by the end of the week. Let's see what else. Our granddaughter, we're looking for Christmas gifts for her. She loves science and technology, robotics, things like that. So let me break real quick. So I found some science, some STEM projects for her, and some books. She likes reading books, and I'm trying to find some books that have little like engineering experiments and science experiments, things like that. And I found about three books for her. So experiments like that you can, using items found in the kitchen, that kind of thing, something she can work with. Her mom can supervise with her, and she can have it, conduct these experiments. So, but that's what we're going to do for her. Let's see what else. The leaves situation is done for the year, thankfully. There was always leaves from the yard, from the neighbor's yards, were always blowing in my yard, and up raking their leaves up. Now with the snow and everything, so hopefully that's the end until spring. Maybe I'll start it all over again. Let's see, what's about it? I've been making a couple of 3D print items for my granddaughter too. Found a couple of little simple motors, electric motors. Requires some enamel wire and some magnets, and I 3D printed the base for the motors. So I think when she comes over, I'll wind the coils for her, and all we have to do is assemble the thing together, and add a battery to it, 1.5-volt battery, and see what happens. So, but I'll get all the bugs out of it before she shows up, because I don't want it to have any hiccups when she arrives, and she's going to be disappointed. It doesn't work. So I want to make sure I get all the bugs out of it before, and then disassemble it, and then when she arrives and put it together, like Grandpa got it right the first time, So anyway, so I'm going to toss it back to everybody, 73, to everybody. Hopefully we'll see everybody Friday night. And I'll pick the pass and my appetite, and then we'll catch you. So hopefully see everybody at the Aries breakfast at Riverside on Saturday. So looking forward to both rendezvous. So till then, this is NAEUI saying good night, 73, and I hope everybody has a great week. Good night.
Okay, real good there, Tom, 73. See, I have a good one. Okay, let's go to Bob, NAKPR, and I'll take a break after that. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, hello again. Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking about, I heard Tom talking, I'm thinking about smoking some cheese. It's getting cold, starting to get cold out there again, so we can smoke some cheese. Get some Swiss and some sharp cheddar, or extra sharp cheddar. I like extra sharp
That's
cheddar.
That's a weather statement.
Smoke some cheese for the winter. Like, I remember Tom telling me, you can't do it during the summer, because it just melts. You can't wait for it's cold outside. But it's true. It was true. Remember, even I had the smoker tube underneath one of the pieces of cheese, and it kind of melted. So you can't have the cheese over top of that either. But yeah, Tom's got me into this smoking stuff. But it's a good thing, though. It's the only kind of smoking that's good for you. But what else? Nothing really. I just got this house project my wife's got me doing, and I got a new Nest thermostat. I had a Gen 2, I guess it was, and they no longer support it, so I had to get a new Gen 4, and I still have to get that mounted, because I can't use it with my phone. So if I'm gone, it'll go down to what I have it set, 58 degrees, I think, for for the eco mode, and then the trouble is it doesn't come back on until I get back home and, you know, walk in front of it, then it'll go back up to 68 where I normally have it. So that's another project I got. And, I had a bunch of stuff going on. Too many to talk. But thanks for doing that, Dave. Everybody have a great week. And it's supposed to get a little bit of snow tonight, I guess. Maybe an inch. But we can handle that after what we just had. So Sunday and Tuesday, everybody. Have a great week. Got back in that control. And AKDR.
Okay, we're good there, Bob. Yeah, we've got a furnace guy coming on Thursday, I think, for the... our yearly checkup, so they're going to be doing that, probably change the filter on it, and that the filter we have is one of those April airs. Basically, you change it once a year, so they'll probably do that this time. I don't think they were here early. We had an air conditioner problem before, and I think that the filter was okay then. It wasn't that old, so they're going to probably change that. But the April air, actually, I think it's about $80 for the filter, so that's going to cost a few bucks. At least if that's through them. I know I can get it from Amazon a lot less, but we'll let them do it. I just don't want to do it anymore. Anyway, thanks for 73. Have a good one, and we'll go to, let's see, we're going to Jeff out in Oakley, K8, KCI, 73 round.
Thanks, Dave. Well, other than everybody else's ideas and work schedules and what they're doing, it's pretty much the same here. We've been trying to do projects around because it's so cold out. It's the only thing you can do. But did get on the radio this morning and we talked to a few people out and about, did a few photo hits, and keep the old numbers up, but other than that, we're just trying to stay warm, and we'll just say 73 to everybody, and we'll see you Friday, and other than that, everybody be safe until then. So, okay, thanks, this is Jeff and Oakley, and we'll be clearing out. Back to you.
Okay, real good there, Jeff. Yeah, like I said, I worked the Davis contest over the weekend. 10 meters has been really bad, really open, really, really wild. So if you get down and wanted to have some fun, 10 meters is the working band right now. Actually, 10 and 15. 15 hasn't been very good for quite a while, and it was pretty good yesterday. So anyway, have fun on radio. I have to clean my, I have to do a cleaning in the shack before my furnace guy comes, so I'll probably be working on the next couple of days, plus putting the Christmas tree up. 73, sir. And we'll catch you down the log. Okay, let's go to, Greg, K-E-8-A-Z-N, and, stand by Mini.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. This is K-E-8-A-E-G-N, and today 73, everybody, and have a fantastic day and a fantastic week, and hopefully all will be well there with your meal there, guys. I enjoy the River House. It's definitely a good place to eat. So other than that, again, we'll wish everybody a good night. So. This is
KDA,
back over to you,
Ron. Okay, thanks for a real good there, Greg. Catch you later. 73, have a good one. Mini, KDA, PAZ, go ahead and stand by Jack. Go ahead, Mini.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KDA, PAZ. Hope you guys have a good meeting on Friday night. I won't be there, but hope to see some of you on Saturday. So, and other than that, not doing too much more here. This is KD8PAZ back to W8DW.
Okay, real good there, Mini. 73. By the way, I got your Christmas card. We got your Christmas card. Thank you very much. And Mary said that was just like us. Santa Claus with a little bear. 73, catch you later. Okay, let's go to Jack in Rochester, if you're still there for 73 round, and stand by Mike.
Yes, I'm still here. Dave, thank you for running the net and letting me in, Doc, on the net. Number one. Number two is, you're right, that the frequency open, that Ken is open. 2 days ago, I was talking to Australia. I was talking to Germany. Oh, I was talking, it just keeps me busy all the time. And again, thank you for the running and night. Everyone have a good afternoon. KFA, Detroit, Rock City.
Okay, real good there, Jack. Yeah, yesterday I worked Chapman Island and Norfolk Island. Both of them are off in the Australia-New Zealand area, running 100 watts into a wire, so I don't have any directional antennas, so the band was good. I actually heard Guam in there and heard China in there also, but I was not able to get back to them, but the band, 10 meters is fun when it's open like that. 73s, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later on. Join us, we're on every Monday night on this net. There's also in that Rancho net on Sunday, the same repeater at 7 o'clock. Okay, Mike, KF8 EDQ, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list.
All right, thanks, Dave, for doing the net, and I'm glad I was able to catch what was left of it, and it was good to hear everybody in there. When it comes to projects, I don't know. I've been, I put up a... it's mostly an inverted V shape in my attic. It's a 20-meter radio waves double bazooka, and I thought I needed a balance for it. I guess I don't need them, so I haven't tested it out yet. I still got to run a cable up there. I got the zip ties. I've got anchors so I can run the cable along the wall and whatnot. I still have to do that. I got to put, terminate everything. So I still have quite a bit to do, but I've got a 40-meter antenna coming next, and I'm going to throw that up in the attic next. So I'll have two different antennas. I intend to run FT8 on them. So I got that set up. And I'm set. And then I want to do sideband with my vertical. So I put some guy lines on my vertical the other day, so the wind isn't whipping it around, and everything seems to be good. It was a great birthday, and thanks for the well wishes, Dave. I don't know. This is KFA-EDQ. I'll say 7-3, and I'll pass it back to Nat. It's good to hear everybody.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, it's really funny. It doesn't take a whole lot of antenna to get around. If you look at, if you saw what I'm using on 10 meters and working 100 watts, or working almost 9,000 miles on 100 watts, you would laugh because it's nothing. It's basically, I got some, I think it's 14-gauge stranded wire, and all there is that with a piece of coax hooked up to it that comes down into the shack. That is it. There's nothing else. I don't have any balance. Don't have anything else on it. It's running in an inverted V pattern. And if you saw it, you wondered, you would not think I'd be able to get 9,000 miles on that with only 100 watts. It doesn't take a lot. So those antennas you're putting up probably will really surprise you. 20 meters has been pretty good too, so you get up on 20 meters, and I'm sure that you will make some tremendous contacts that you just can't believe. 73s, catch you later, and I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have anyone else for the net? Please call now.
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Okay, Rick, KCAVOA, you're on the top of the list right now. Go ahead.
the top of the list or the bottom of the list, whatever way you want to shake it. I just got home from practice for the Christmas musical, and the roads are a little slippery with a little bit of snow covering out there, so just be careful for those that are be traveling. I ended up servicing my furnace today, and I went in and cleaned the flame sensor and vacuumed it all out and took and cleaned out the condensate trap. Make sure when they get there they clean it out, flush it out good. I couldn't believe the garbage I flushed out of it, and I do it annually, so make sure you stay up on that, and so forth. So the furnace is functioning much better than what it was. So it was getting to the point where it was skipping a cycle. It would start to run the sequence of operation, and it wouldn't complete it, and have to shut down and restart again. So typically I find that's a problem with the flame sensor, but not always. So it's running good now. No radio projects. I've been busy around here doing things and getting ready for the Christmas musical. Of course, I won't be there Friday night because of the Christmas musical. And I'm hoping to make it there Saturday morning for breakfast. And with that, I'd like to say 73 to everyone. We'll turn the frequency back to WADW at KCVOA.
Okay, real good there, Rex. Rex, 73 to you, and we will catch you down along. Any others for the net before we shut it down? Okay, nothing heard there. So, are there any other comments or announcements for the net before I go before I shut the net down? Okay, none heard. So tonight, include myself, we had a total of 13 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Dave, WADW. The net is now closed, returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a report for you, Ron.
I am ready, Dave. Go right ahead.
Okay, I got a computer. It's taking a little longer than it was supposed to. Okay, please copy number 165, routine from my station, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, WADW. Figures 10, Saginaw, letter group Mike India. December, figures 01, going to your station, Ron Huss, KC8YVF, break. Letter group Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, Monday, net check-ins, figures 1-3, traffic, figure 1, time, figures 5-3 minutes, break. Assigned Dave, WADW, and no more.
All right, Dave, I got the report. Thank you very much for doing the net tonight, and hopefully we see you Friday and on Saturday for the breakfast. KC8YVF, clear.
Okay, real good there, Ron. We're going to try. We'll see what happens there. I got a couple of things going on. I'm not sure if I'm going to make those or not, but anyway, it's on the calendar. Here we go, 73, catch you later. WADW out.
Special weather statement. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 24 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement.